This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
It's pretty common for patients to forget their doctor's orders before or after meals with the pills, and for how long do I take them? Well, there's a new service offering a possible solution. Medical memory, as it's called, lets doctors use a mobile device to create video recordings of their appointments. Patients can watch the videos later via the cloud. Is this technological solution a good one, though? Sally Herships has more.
My mom was in the hospital recently.
Hey, Mom, I'm doing a story on doctors and patients right now.
What are you doing?
Patients like my mom aren't feeling well. They can be stressed out or on medications, which can make their thinking fuzzy. Mom often wants to ask her doctor questions, but...
Oh, God, what's that word?
She can't remember, which can lead to an expensive problem. Doctors answering the same questions again and again.
Even the most intelligent people come back 2-4 weeks later and tell me I don't remember a word that you told me.
That's Randall Porter, a neurosurgeon who founded Medical Memory. He says he created the service when his dad got sick. After every one of his dad's appointments, he had to call his dad's doctor.
And as a physician myself, I understood how inefficient that was for him because he's basically repeating to me what he already told my dad.
Porter says he wanted a more efficient system. Plus, he realized his patients were already recording appointments.
Patients ask if they can record me with their iPad or their iPhone.
Communication between doctors and patients can be an enormous problem. Dr. Russ Phillips is director of the Center for Primary Care at Harvard. Still, he says video alone probably can't fix it.
I can, at every visit, tell somebody as my parting suggestion that they lose weight. And I can tell you that very infrequently will that change anything about what a patient does.
Sometimes, Phillips says, we don't want to follow instructions. Instead, he says, doctors need to get patients invested in decision making.
So it's like you're having a conversation about it. You're not just saying you need to lose weight. Goodbye.
Exactly.
Debbie Harrison practices healthcare law. She says not all doctors think video is a good idea. You might think they're worried about lawsuits. Nope. It's more work.
How do I log this? How do I go back and look at it? Do I have to hire a transcriptionist if someone else is supposed to be able to scan the notes later?
Back at the hospital, John Stanicky, mom's social worker, stopped by. I asked him about video.
What do you think about that? Do you think that might be helpful or more work for the...
No, I think that's great. It's overwhelming. Medical info is overwhelming.
Medical Memory says when practices use its service, follow-up calls to doctors go down 25%. For now, I'm going to take notes.
I wrote some questions down on my laptop. Let me grab them. Sorry.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.